Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rick. I'm the supervisor here. How are you today?
Good, and you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for asking. Can you verify your first and last name, your address for me, please?
Robert Smith, 105 Rice Street, Winsboro, South Carolina, 29180.
Okay. Excuse me. Thanks so much for information as well. I was able to locate your account. And you're saying this is fraud, correct, that you never did the contest entry or the meal plan?
No. On what meal plan?
The contest entry or the meal plan?
No.
Are you sure no one else in your household placed the order?
It shows I placed the order?
Yeah. Are you sure you or no one else in your household placed the order?
No, nobody lives here but me.
Okay, so no problem. We can file this as fraud, but I want you to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims or fraudulent charges may result in pending such as they find. So as long as you're sure no one else in your household placed the order, we can go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim. Would you like to go ahead and continue with that claim?
I don't even remember making this.
Okay, well, no problem. Let me place you on a brief hold moment, okay?
Okay.
And I'm just still here one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you for being so patient. Hold it for me so the refund will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, is that for both accounts?
Yeah, I mean, so that's for both of the charges.
Okay.
Okay, thanks
and
for your call.
I never received the product for it, so either way, I'm screwed out of it.
Okay, so who was able to go ahead and get your refunds? The refunds will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. Your name again was?
Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ricky.
Thanks so much for calling customer support. Enjoy a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.